And many things that I'm seeing that is going on in Nigeria right now. And the Holy Spirit said, I said, well, new, because you see, when God says new, you've got to understand. How many people did English at least to primary six? When something says new, it is new. You agree with me, sir? When you say new, it is new. New is not an improved version, because really, an improved version is not new. Do you agree with me? When he says new, you have not seen it before. It is a path that you have not traveled or journeyed before. Glory. And I began to ask the Lord, I said, God, what is going on? Because if you say new, what's going to happen? Because I read in the Bible, he said, God did away with the old that he might establish the new. So, does he mean you are going to do away with what? Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost said, keep living. Keep living. Coming soon. The new is coming soon. But one thing, when God wants to establish something, there are some old things that he's going to do away with. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I believe with all my heart that the Nigeria of the near future is not going to be the way that we know it today. Amen. Write it down. Write it down. As your soul liveth, you will see it. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I want you to pray. Join me to pray. That this is the prayer point. Lord, we want to live according to what your word says. In 1 Timothy chapter 2. Can somebody quickly read so that people who don't know that scripture? Read. You can read from verse 1, but it's not verse 1 I really need. I need the verse 2 and 3.
I exhort therefore, mm-hmm. First of all,
yes.
Supplication,
yes.
Prayer, uh-huh. Intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men.
Yes. That we may live what? We may live peaceably in godliness and in all honesty. Praise the Lord. Did you hear that? He said, prayers, intercession should be offered for the safety of the church. Hallelujah. He said, so that we can live. Because he said, contrary is, if you are not doing that, then you can forget about living in godliness, which means ungodliness will override godliness. Dishonesty will override honesty. Chaos and crisis will override peace. And we don't want that. I think we can agree. We don't want that. We want to live in all godliness. Praise the Lord. To live in all godliness means that the church must survive whatever attack that is up against. Praise the Lord. Because if there is no church, then there is no way you live in all godliness. If the church in Constantinople survived the attack, you will not have Turkey today. That is an Islamic nation. Constantinople was a Christian nation. Amen. It was a Christian nation. But they did not arise to the danger that was coming. They sat down until he came like an armed man and kept them under siege. We are not going under siege. We are going to pray in the spirit. And I'm praying that God will use our prayer to set not only us free, but our brethren. Not only our brethren, but our loved ones. In the name of Jesus. Beloved, these are perilous times. Whether you know it or not, these are perilous times. You've got to be careful where you go. You've got to be careful the company you keep. Praise the Lord. Some of you that you be going everywhere, watch where you go. Hallelujah. And make sure you are offering spiritual sacrifices. Remember the testimony of our sister? I text my husband, begin to pray in tongues. Oh. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So let's pray. And our prayer is, Father, thy will be done in this nation. That is our prayer point. Thy will be done. Many a times we want some things for this country. We don't really know how God is going to bring it, but we are by our prayer. You see, I'm not praying, or the prayer of Nigeria is no more in my understanding. Yeah. There's no point. There's no wisdom in it. Because you don't know what God has planned. Hallelujah. Pray in the spirit. And let the Holy Ghost pray according to the will of God. For the Bible says we do not know what to pray as we ought. But the spirit maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. My brothers and sisters, shall we lift up our voices and begin to pray? Rise on your feet and pray. Pray. Pray that the will of God will be done in this land. That's what we want. We want the will of God. Whatever it is, the will of God will favor his church. It will favor his church. And because we are part of his church, his will favor us. Pray. Begin to pray. For those of you who cannot pray in the spirit, you know exactly what we are praying about. We are giving you understanding. It is to pray concerning this nation, that the will of God be done, so that we can live in godliness, peaceably, in all honesty. The church has to survive. We must survive every onslaught from demonic forces and demonic agents. The church must overcome. The church must survive it. Begin to pray. Pray for this land. This is the land that the Lord has given unto us. Father, Makataya, pray. Pray that the will of God, Father, let your will be done. Let your will be done in this nation. Let your will be done. 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 Whatsoever that you have willed, let it be done. Your will is good enough for us. Your will is good enough for us. The Bible said that God speak peace to his people. It's your will that your church rise above every demonic attack. It's your will that your beauty will be revealed through your church. It's your will that the wisdom of God will be seen, acknowledged by principalities and powers through the church. The Thy will be done. Thy will be done. Thy will be done in this land, O Lord, as it is in heaven. Thy will be done in this nation as it is in heaven. Let your will prevail. For many are the plans in a man's heart, but only the purpose of God shall prevail. Let your purpose prevail over Nigeria, over the plans of men. Let your purpose prevail. Have your way, O God. Make it new as you have said, according to your own will and according to your own purpose. Bring the newness to this nation. Bring the newness to your church. Cleanse your church from every impurity. Make it anew as it pleases you, O Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Begin to thank the Lord. Thank Him for what He's about to do concerning this nation. God is going to do something in this nation, and we shall know it. He said, I'm doing a new thing. Shall you not know it? Before it happens, I already say it. Father, thank you because you have said it even before it happens. Thank you, Father. Thank you for having your way. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. Let's put our hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Amen. Hallelujah. Please open your Bible to 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 5. 2 Corinthians. Oh, my time is so fast spent. Second Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 5. And it says, shall we read together? Want to go? And this they did, not as we hoped, but first gave their own selves to the Lord and unto us by the will of God. This is what they did. They first gave of themselves to God. And then unto us. Praise God forevermore. They first gave themselves unto God. Now, in Romans 12, verse 1, also tells us, I beseech you that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice unto God. Hallelujah. You present yourself first unto God. You know, I was sharing with some people, I think it was last Sunday, and I said, all truths are parallel. When people choose to be involved in dead sacrifices, you know, I told you 2 weeks ago, I said, there are living sacrifices and there are dead sacrifices. When people give themselves to dead sacrifices, demonic sacrifices, many people don't know what they are doing. They don't know. A woman who was introduced to our church many years back showed up at our doorstep one Sunday morning when we were preparing to go to service. I opened the door. She just rushed inside, started crying. What is the problem? She just kept shouting, "My son, my son, my son, my son. My son, oh, my son, oh, they want to kill my son." Who wants to kill your son? I was, pastor was in the bathroom. I went to bang on the door. "Come out, oh, come out, oh." Fire, fire on the mountain. When pastor came out, and the woman said, "My son," pastor said, "what is the problem?" He said, "It's my son." "No, they want to take my son." He said, "What is it? What has really happened?" He said, "My son." Now, this son is just 4 years old. And said, the boy was saying, "Fire, fire, fire. Where is the fire?" There was no fire. He said, "With fire." The boy said, he's on the floor. He can see. He can't see somewhere to put his feet on except on the fire. That he's stepping on fire. The boy is screaming and he's screaming. I said, "Where is the son?" I said, "He's in the house." And the next thing pastor asked the woman, he said, "Confess what you have done." Even me, as I sat there, I said, "What's going on here? This woman is in trouble. You said she should confess." "Confess what?" Pastor said, "I'm going to church. So quickly now. So let's not waste time. Confess what you have done. Before God here. Otherwise, I'll leave you and I'll go away." Praise the Lord. The woman started confessing. He said, they told her, who are the day where she went to offer dead sacrifice. People offer sacrifices in order for them to get power or to get money or to winch somebody. Hello? Yeah. To slide somebody. And he said, they gave me something. It's because of, I wanted my business to do well. I wanted to thrive. I wanted my business to thrive. And the lady that invited her to church at that time said it because she was a distributor of one product and this lady was her best customer. He said, before she packs the thing, she has come with the money. She's come to pack another thing. He said, she has never seen anybody like that. Because they gave her something. But the day that woman introduced Jesus into her life, that life came here. The darkness was threatened. The darkness was threatened. And they came to her and said, "We are taking the boy." Now the issue is, did she offer them the boy? She didn't offer them the boy. Because the devil will never tell you how far he's going to go when you're asking for anything. They said, "We are taking the boy. We are taking what we give to you." The can they gave to her, the thing they put there, dried up. And the business dried up. Is somebody listening here? Dead sacrifices. It was not able to deliver her. It was a disaster. There are many Christians who are more afraid than the devil of the devil than they are of God. Yeah. But the sacrifice of the Son of God is quality sacrifice. Is perfect sacrifice. Is a sacrifice that is greater than all sacrifices. Praise the Lord. And anytime we deploy that sacrifice, you will override everything. Help me tell your neighbor, there's nothing to be afraid of. For greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. But when it comes to God, there's something about sacrifice that we need to know. God demand sacrifice from us, but it must be by Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Because there is no other sacrifice that anybody can give that is greater than that. But why then? Why does God demand sacrifice again from us? If the sacrifice of Jesus Christ is perfect, complete, God himself has accepted that sacrifice as full and final payment, hallelujah, of our redemption. That we are redeemed from sin, from sorrow, from sickness, from diseases, and from poverty. Why then should we still make any form of sacrifices at all? Is it that the sacrifice of Jesus is not enough? His sacrifice is enough. The sacrifice that God demands from us is for us to give ourselves to him. Hallelujah. In response to the sacrifice of his son. If you truly believe and accept the sacrifice of the Son of God, that Jesus paid the price for your redemption, you will willingly offer yourself unto God. Praise the Lord. You will offer your body unto God as a living sacrifice unto him. Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah. That is the sacrifice. It is a sacrifice in response to the sacrifice that Jesus Christ has made. Hallelujah. So you are not a Christian, and then somebody is telling you, go and bring a red cloth. Bring a blue cloth. Hello, somebody. No, no, no. The sacrifice is a perfect one. And this is what people don't know. Like I said, all truths are parallel. When you go to the devil and his agents, and go and be asking them to do something for you, you are going to one Baba Kon somewhere, Baba Lawo there, one Mama somewhere that is going to look at something to tell you about your future. Hello? They will tell it to you by divination. Hello? But whether you know it or you do not know it, you have offered your life as a sacrifice. And that's what a lot of people don't know. They think by going there, by asking, okay, they say I should bring this and bring that, and then you give it to them. No, you have offered for whoever you sacrifice to, you give your life to it. Your entire life. And that's why they come in, they take whatever they want. You open the door. The Bible says, if the hedge be broken, the serpent will bite. You see, somebody are just doing me something. And then I went somewhere, and they told me this. And they said I should bring this thing. Shebi, it's just this handkerchief. And I've given them the handkerchief. No, 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 no. The handkerchief is a key to open the door into your life and come in and take whatever they like. That's why some people are struggling and experiencing some things, and they are wondering, what is happening? Have you heard people say that? Have you heard it before? Hello? And people are wondering. Because the devil will not give you the full picture. He just needs a crack. Once he gets the crack, that's enough. He walks in. He just is not going to stay at the door. He walks in, makes himself very, very comfortable. And the worst part is, if you want him to jump out, he can jump out and move to the next generation. Hello, somebody. We are talking about sacrifice here. It's important. There's a story in the Bible that I read of a king, Moabite king. Israel came against this king in 2 Kings chapter 3, from verse 20 to 27 or so. There is this story. Anytime I read that story, I'm a bit shaken. This man, this king, did everything that he knew to do. He couldn't defeat Israel. Israel dealt with them. In fact, God said, he said, you will deal with them. Seriously. The Bible says, and the king of Moabite did all he knew to do, and he could not defeat Israel. And the man now decided, what other sacrifice can I make? He decided he was going to use his first son. He sacrificed his own son. Nailed him to the wall. That's a blood sacrifice. And when he did that, what happened? The Bible says, Israel never saw that kind of indignation before. They never saw anything like this before. They had no choice. They turned back from attacking the guy. Beloved, this is why, as a child of God, we all need to arise. Because there is no person's blood that is greater, higher, bigger, and more potent than the blood of Jesus Christ. I thought I would find people who will shout hallelujah right there. We don't run away because the blood of Jesus has been shed and has been accepted by the Father as a perfect sacrifice. Is somebody listening? So I don't need to go anywhere to sacrifice anything, because Jesus has already made the sacrifice on my behalf. All I need to do is to respond to his sacrifice by what? By faith. Hallelujah. Respond to it by faith. You know, some of us came from this background where, you know, you have to do something. I sing Beres, hello, Jew, I take it for protection. You have to have something for protection. You have to have something for promotion. You have to have something for preservation. You have to have all kinds of things. And when you now come into the kingdom of God, it's like you are used to, you know, you are used to having to do something. So when you are not doing something, it's like it can't work. Hello, somebody. It's like it cannot work. But all God is demanding from you is that the work is already done. Jesus says, it is finished. I've done it all. Praise the Lord. Whatever God has promised you now, the price for it is already paid. Oh, I wish somebody would receive that. Yeah. Maybe there's nobody in this place really wants something. Is there anybody here? There's something you want. I want you to take a moment to think about it. Take a moment about what you want now. What do you see for yourself? What do you want? What do you desire in your heart right now? Where do you want to be? Where do you want to go? What do you want to have? Who do you want to be? Think about it right now. Think about it. Now, this is the answer. The price has already been paid. It's been paid for. Praise the Lord. Romans 8:32. Put your eye on it. If you don't believe me, I say, this woman is just talking. Brother, quickly read. He that spareth not his own son. Now that's talking about God the Father, yes? He delivered him up. Who is that? He delivered Jesus Christ up, yes? For all of us. Let somebody say all of us. Yes. Go on. Praise the Lord. He said, it's a sacrifice. There is no sacrifice that is greater than this. And if God himself did not spare his own son, his only begotten son, he said, what is it that you are asking for that God will not give you? Freely. Please help me tell our brethren, let them hear that scripture again. How shall he not with him give us all things? Not when you mix him with other things. With him alone, he will give you all things. Did you hear what the Bible said? All things. All things. Nothing missing, nothing broken, and nothing lacking. Hallelujah. That there is no door that is shut against you that God won't open. Hallelujah. That there is no height you want to attain in your career that it cannot get you up there. Praise the Lord. All things. Let somebody say all things. So why do you think your issue is an exception to that? That must be a thought from the devil. If you are here and you are thinking what you want, what you desire, it cannot happen. God didn't tell it to you. If that is what you are receiving in your thoughts process, the devil put it there. That suggestion is not from God. It is from the devil. And how do you replace and override it? Use this scripture and tell him, it's already been paid for by the blood sacrifice. And it is an everlasting blood covenant. It can never fail. It will stand forever, not only for me, for my children and my children's children, up to the fourth generation. For everlasting, it will continue to speak. Praise the Lord. Because the blood of Jesus speaks. Praise God. I said the blood of Jesus speaks. The blood of bulls and goats does not speak. But the blood of Jesus speaks. Because Jesus is alive. So the sacrifice of the Son of God is a living sacrifice. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you do not come to Jesus and come to a dead end. It's not a dead end. Praise the Lord. Walk with him. Walk with him. Put everything by him. He will hold your hand and tell you, let's keep going forward. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Let me tell your neighbor, there is more to you than you have seen. Keep living and keep walking with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So today I want to talk to you about four sacrifices that are acceptable to God. And I'm going to do that in 5 minutes. Pray for me. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to Jesus. Amen. So there are four sacrifices that are acceptable to God. Now, before I say that, let me mention this to you about sacrifices. Sacrifices, like I've said to you, you are listening to me, it's like I'm telling you a story. Sacrifices has demands. Amen. Demand of the what, the how, the when, and the why. There is the what to a sacrifice. That is what is being sacrificed. Praise the Lord. The how of the sacrifice is equally important. How do you offer the sacrifice? Praise the Lord. Remember, our sacrifice is in response to the sacrifice that Jesus made for us by dying on the cross and shedding his blood. The Bible says in Isaiah 53 that he was smitten and stricken. He was wounded for our transgressions. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we were healed. He paid the price. He said, he that knew no sin was made sin, that we might become the righteousness of God. The Bible says the transgression of others were placed upon him. Who did not transgress? That is a powerful sacrifice. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. To take on the sin of somebody else, and you are not the sin, the sinner. Now that is a powerful sacrifice, because including me and you that is sitting and hearing me, well, maybe
maybe for some people that have really loved you and do something, maybe you can make a little bit of a sacrifice. But I have seen people that people have gone to doctor that have said, your sister, junior sister needs a kidney. You can live on one kidney. Give her one. He said, if me, I die, when they are trying to. Hello, somebody. Now, don't blame her. You don't know what you yourself will do. Don't blame her. Hallelujah. You see, when we are talking about sacrifice, sacrifice is not something that will go according to your will. That's why it's a sacrifice. That's why Jesus said, not my will, but thy will be done. It's a sacrifice. He knew that if he had to do with this, he is not going to get on that cross, die for people, messed up people, jacked up people. I didn't sin, they sin, and they want me to come and suffer. Let your sin be upon your head. No. There are certain habits and things that we are allowing in our life, not because we don't know that it is wrong. We know it is wrong. We know we need to do away with it. But we are still hanging on to it. Why? Because it doesn't happen just like that. Praise the Lord. It's a sacrifice. And many of us are not willing to sacrifice. We're not willing to pay any price to sacrifice. So sacrifices will demand the what, it will demand the how, it will demand the when, it will demand why, for it to be acceptable or unacceptable. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. I say that to say this, until you give yourself, your whole body, soul, and spirit, your entire life, your ambitions, your motives, your speech, your heart, your possessions, first to God, any other sacrifice you are making is a wasted sacrifice. It's a wasted sacrifice. And many people are offering wasted sacrifice. That's why in the body of Christ, there is a lot of people who are discouraged. And that's why they are going outside the kingdom to go and look for something that is not there, something that the price has already been paid for, and it is in the kingdom. They are going outside the kingdom to go and look for it. But the issue really is, have they made the acceptable sacrifice? Have they responded to the sacrifice of the Son of God by faith? Praise the Lord. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. Hallelujah. Are they responding by trusting God? A lot of people are discouraged. We'll talk more about it next Sunday, because we are talking about another issue, your heart condition. So Jesus Christ will come next Sunday with a stethoscope. Hallelujah. Because he needs to check your heart condition. Praise the Lord. Because some people offer all sorts of sacrifices, and they think that because they are offering it, everything will be fine. No, Jesus Christ is not a babalawo. Babalawo can say you should go and bring something, and then you bring it and say everything is okay. It's not like that. I told you last 2 Sundays ago. The heart that is giving the sacrifice is very important to God. The condition of the heart determines whether it will be acceptable or not acceptable to God. Praise the Lord. That's why some people will say, I pay my tithe. I give my first. I didn't see this. You think God is a kalokalo man? It's not kalukalu. Praise the Lord. It's not Baba Jebu. Hello. And it's not a Father Christmas either. Amen. I remember a story going on, and it is a true story, in the body of Christ, where some people will come. They can't come here, Asha. The fire here is too hot. You will come to a church, start attending for a while,
showing yourself so that the pastor can notice you. And when they notice you, big man, Abby, you now, I want to see pastor. I want to see you, sir, privately. Then you now have a private one-on-one with the pastor. He said, God just blessed me with a big business in hundreds of millions. And I want God to have the first. Hello? I want to pay my tithe. And they say, I will pay the tithe, pastor. I'll pay all the money into the bank account of the church. Let the church take their tithe and then give me the rest. 419. Laundering money through the house of God. The devil is a liar. I said the devil is a liar. Amen. You see, that is why if God blessed you and gifted you by his mercy, a pulpit, you have to be sure you do not allow strange fires. For any pastor will be tested in three areas: pride, money, immorality. Many people have failed. They failed in the area immorality. Some failed in the area of money. Because if you are greedy or filthy lucre, as the Bible says, you will fall prey to this kind of thing. Because it is the tithe you will be looking at. You will not see that the devil is about to mingle in your midst. He's looking for a crack. So if you are not well hedged over by the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, and you know when the devil wants to do this kind of thing, he goes send now when you get serious kingdom projects. The devil doesn't waste his arsenals. He's always looking for the best time to use it. Praise the Lord. He will go to you when you are in serious need. That's when he will come. And you too say, God has answered our prayer. You say, it's just to bring me. I will pay you the rest. No problem. Every child of God. You see, that's why if somebody requires an answer from you, you can't give it immediately. You have not sinned. Go and pray. Hello? Just go and pray about it. I don't feel anything. If you come to me and say, Mommy, I asked this thing, and I say, okay, I'll pray about it. What? I don't care if you go to somebody and they give you a... I will pray about it. Praise the Lord. Because I want to hear what God will say. And sometimes you giving, you know, I've said it. I said, patience always reveals what the devil is doing. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That's just an aside. So let's look at the first sacrifice that is acceptable. First one, sacrifices of your lips. That's number one. Hebrews 13 and verse 15 to 16. Hebrews 13. Hebrews 13. Yes. 13, 15 to 16. Yes. Hallelujah. Offering a sacrifice of praise continually. How often do we offer it? So your praise is a sacrifice. Praise the Lord. A sacrifice of praise. You know what a sacrifice of praise is? When all hell is breaking loose and then you are praising God. Hallelujah. When your landlord shows up and said, if I give you 24 hours and you don't know where the money is coming from. Like when a brother said, we had something that we did and it's time for us to make up and there was nothing on ground. and you begin to praise God. Praising God at such a situation is a sacrifice. That's what a sacrifice of praise is all about. Can you praise God sacrificially? Do you praise Him sacrificially? Or your praises is only when things are just good? Do you praise Him when things are not so good? Can you offer Him praises? Can you still say, Lord, you are my God. Lord, you are a way maker. Lord, you are a need meter. I trust you. Can you still offer such praises? That is a sacrifice that is pleasing and unacceptable unto God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. What are the fruits of your lips? Are they good or are they bad? Proverbs 18 and verse 20 said, everyone will eat the fruit of what they say. Praise the Lord. So it's important. Are you praising God in your time of challenge? Or are you complaining? Number two, sacrifice of your life. I've spoken a lot about that. Romans 12 and verse 1. I beseech you, brethren, that by the mercies of God, ye present your bodies as a living sacrifice. Praise the Lord. It's amazing where some people say, I've given my life to Christ, but their pocket, Christ does not have it. Because your life encompasses even your pocket. Praise the Lord. It's part of your life. What you own, your possession, is part of your life. What you do is your life. So sacrifice your life. How much of your time will you sacrifice for Jesus? Only church on Sunday? How much of your time will you sacrifice to see that somebody else is reconciled to Jesus? How much time will you spend to see that a marriage that is crashing is put together again? How much time will you pray or intercede? Just like I said this morning, let's pray for Nigeria. Some people can never see any reason why they should spend 1 second. And they are in this land. And they want to drink water from this same land. Hello? And they want to make money from this land. The Bible says when the people are praising God, then the land will yield its increase. Hallelujah. A land that you are not even praising God concerning. You don't even care. You say bad things about Nigeria. I mean, it's not as if everything that we see in this country is what we want or what we desire. But we as Christians, you know, that you shall have what you say. That is the principle on which we live by. Praise the Lord. That we will have what we say. So you be mindful of what you are saying. Praise the Lord. Sacrifice your whole life. Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. So you give yourself first to the things of the kingdom. First, beloved. Let somebody say first. Give yourself first to God. Many people are discouraged. That ask yourself the question, am I giving myself first to God? Am I giving my gift, my talent? And the truth is, He gave it to you first. Hallelujah. Am I using it to serve Him? Isaiah 66 and verse 20. I need to read this one. Never mind. I'll finish in a minute. Isaiah, please read, our brother. Isaiah 66 and verse 20. They shall bring all the brethren unto the Lord, as an offering. Out of all nations. You see why we need to go and win souls. The Bible said this is what we are supposed to be doing. Bringing the brethren in from all nations. Praise the Lord. Go on. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. The New Living Translation says, they will bring the remnant of your people back from every nation. They will bring them to my holy mountain in Jerusalem as an offering unto the Lord. When was the last time you brought an offering unto the Lord? Because all we know as offering is the 500 naira or 20 naira or 10 naira that we put in the basket. Paul says, I offered my life. I poured it out as an offering. Are you pouring out your life as an offering? Praise the Lord. We are supposed to pour out our life as an offering. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Bring them to my holy mountain in Jerusalem as an offering to the Lord. It's a command. So coming here every Sunday and just coming by yourself to come and be blessed and the food is ready and just eat and offer no sacrifice whatsoever. Can you imagine? He said, you come into the house of the Lord with sacrifice. People are coming with no sacrifice whatsoever. And then after a while, you are blaming God. It's not God's fault. I keep telling you people, there is no problem on the giving side. The problem is always on the receiving side. We are the ones that need to check ourselves. Hallelujah. Because all things are ready. The Bible told us that. All things are ready. We are the ones that are not ready. See also Philippians 2, 17. Apostle Paul says, but I will rejoice even if I lose my life, pouring it out like a liquid offering to God. Just like your faithful service is an offering to God. Your faithful service is an what? An offering to God. No wonder he concluded in Acts chapter 20 and verse 35. He reiterated what he said. The words of Jesus Christ. It is more blessed to give than to receive. Hallelujah. Ask yourself today. There are four. I'm only going to talk about three. Next week, when we take the part three, I'll talk about the four, because the fourth one, because it has to do with that, and I need to spend some time on that. The third one, sacrifice of your substance. Does God have your pockets? If you give your life to Him, it also includes your pockets. Many things that we say, hey, well, Jesus, just save me. But when it comes to my money, that one is my own. Generous giving is a New Testament sacrifice. Praise the Lord. Nobody who is a kingdom citizen, a child of the living God, a believer in Jesus Christ, should have issues with giving. This one is not in the New Testament. That one is not in the Old Testament. It's because you don't want to give it. Praise the Lord. You don't want to. So you are just looking for something to back up what you want to do anyway. Hello? The Bible teaches us to give even to our enemies. Romans 12 and verse 20. I love the way Message Translation puts it. And I'm going to stop there. Our scriptures tell us that if you see your enemy hungry, go buy that person lunch. And if he's thirsty, get him a drink. Your generosity will surprise him with goodness. Don't let evil get the best of you. Get the best of evil by doing good. Praise the Lord. Sacrifice of your substance. Giving generously. Let somebody say generously. Hallelujah. Luke 6:38. Give and it shall be given unto you. In good measure, pressed down, shaking together and running over. Ah. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. What a sacrifice. God, your Father, is a generous Father that he gave the only thing that he had and he gave it up. Hallelujah. You see how much God loves us. He gave his best. What are you willing to give in response? To say you are grateful for what he has done. Rise on your feet. I pray you receive this admonition from the Lord today. You receive a correction from the Lord today. And ask yourself, what kind of sacrifice have I been offering? What kind of sacrifice? Has my sacrifice even been acceptable before God? Do I pour out my life as a liquid offering? Giving it all. Many of us, you are just giving 10%. And yet, you want 500% in return. Many of us can't even give our time to check on anyone. I have not seen that brother. I have not seen that sister. What concerns me? Let me just have what I want, Jiri. Is that kind of sacrifice acceptable? No. Present your bodies a living sacrifice. Beloved, you are a spiritual house, and we are supposed to offer spiritual sacrifices unto God. Who is receiving your sacrifice? Are you giving any sacrifice at all? Check yourself today. God is asking, check yourself today. Because God will not be blamed. He cannot be blamed. We are the ones that need to check ourselves. God will not change. If he demands the sacrifice, he's not going to change. And the sacrifice he demands, according to Malachi chapter 1 and verse 6, he said, don't come before me with a lame sacrifice. I will not accept a lamb that has a broken leg. Hello? But the one that comes must be pure, must be of best quality, must be valuable, must be pleasing to God. Is your life pleasing to God? Are you offering spiritual sacrifices unto God? You may have a lot of things. It doesn't mean that they are sacrifices unto God. Talk to God. I want you to pray and be very sincere with God and say, Lord, I'm not too sure, and I cannot stand like David stands and says, Lord, check out my integrity. I can't say that. I have walked before you circumspectly, uprightly. I cannot say that. I cannot beat my chest to say I've offered living sacrifices. I cannot say that I've been pouring out my life like a liquid offering. I cannot say that I've made any sacrifice to ensure that another soul is won into the kingdom. I've not been making that kind of sacrifice. But Lord, help me. From today, I want to make sacrifices that will be pleasing in your sight and acceptable to you. Tell him, if you have not been walking by faith and you've been walking by sight, tell him, Lord, I've been walking by sight. Not by faith. I'm having issues trusting in you, that you are able to come through for me. I've been looking in different directions rather than looking up to Jesus, the author and the finisher of my faith. Help my unbelief. Pray and ask him to help your unbelief. And make a determination today and say, Holy Spirit, help me to make acceptable sacrifices unto God. Sacrifice of my substance, sacrifice of my life, my own ambitions, my speech, my possessions, my body, my soul, my spirit. Sacrifice of praise. Help me to be able to praise God. Even when things look very, 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 very gloomy, help me to praise you in such situations. Show me the path of life, for in your presence there's fullness of joy, and on your right hand there are pleasures forevermore. And as everyone remains standing, lift up your two hands to God. And let me pray for you. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we come before you. Thank you for your word. Thank you because your word has illuminated our understanding today of the kind of sacrifice that you require from us. We want to thank you first for the sacrifice of your son. He has paid the price so that whatsoever we ask you in his name, we will receive it, because the price has already been paid. So we are grateful to you, Father God, for the sacrifice of your son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for accepting his blood as a full and final payment for every debt that we owe. And so, Father, now we receive the blessings of that sacrifice into every situation and circumstances that is standing, O Lord, before your throne of grace today in the life of your people. I ask, Father, in Jesus' name, that the sacrifice of Jesus will speak for them, will turn things around, will give them victory, will open doors of progress, will open doors of prosperity into their lives in the name of Jesus. I ask, Father Lord, that sacrifice that you have accepted, the sacrifice of the blood of your son, will cause them to thrive. Spiritually, they will thrive. Financially, they will thrive. Materially, they thrive. They will thrive in their career. They will thrive in their health. They will thrive in their business. They will thrive in their relationships. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, empower every soul under the sound of my voice to sacrifice an acceptable sacrifice before God. Make them truly a spiritual house, offering spiritual sacrifices unto God by Jesus Christ. Let it begin from today. Let it begin from today. And Father, as they offer this sacrifice, accept it and let it come before you as a sweet smelling savour. Whatsoever will pollute their sacrifice and make it unacceptable, Father, reveal it to them in their lives and help them. Deliver them from it. Fight their battles for them. And let the victory that Jesus Christ has won on the cross for them begin to manifest in their situations and in their circumstances. Father, I receive for them that victory right now. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah.